supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Marty Moscowen. Welcome to Radio Times. If you live in Philadelphia, you have seen billboards and hashtags and signs that say, "Stand with Meek Mill, Free Meek Mill, Justice for Meek Mill." Jay-Z wrote an op-ed in the New York Times about Mill, and there have been rallies in support of the Philadelphia-born rapper. He currently sits in a Pennsylvania state prison, sent there in November for a 2 to 4 year sentence by Common Pleas Court Judge Janice Brinkley for violating his probation. She has overseen his case since he was arrested almost 10 years ago for a drug and gun charge when he was about 19 years old. She denied his bail this Monday and called him a dangerous flight risk. Mill's lawyers want Brinkley removed from the case. Bobby Allen has been following this story for WHYY and joins us once again on Radio Times to tell us what's been happening. Bobby, nice to have you back with us on Radio Times.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
Let's go back a month. Judge Brinkley sentences Meek Mill to 2 to 4 years in state prison for violating his parole. What did he do?
Yeah, so Meek Mill has been under the supervision of Judge Brinkley since his arrest in 2009, and he hasn't been so great at following the rules. Over the course of that time, he had 4 probation violations for things like not getting his travel approved by the court, for things like submitting cold water as a urine sample to a drug tester, and for other infractions of the terms of his probation. This time, it was a 5th technical violation, and Janice Brink and it was triggered by 2 arrests. He had one for popping a wheelie on an ATV in New York City, which he posted on social media. Then the cops tracked him down and arrested him for it. And the second for getting into an altercation in a St. Louis airport. Now both are pending dismissal if he does community service when he's finally out of state prison. But those 2 things just really ticked off the judge enough for her to say, you know what, I'm revoking your you're just going to be sent back to prison now.
Well, let me quote her. She says, "I've been trying to help you since 2009. Every time I do more and more and more to give you a break after break after break to help you. Basically, you thumb your nose at me just to do what you want to do. So I'm going to have to give you a sentence of incarceration." That's what she said in November.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. Yeah. And so 2 years ago, there was a really dramatic hearing where R&B legend Kenny Gamble and other really famous musicians and other community leaders gave character testimony for Meek Mill and said he's turning his life around, don't throw him in prison, he's going to be back on the straight and narrow. And he was there again for violating his probation, and the judge said, you know, how many second chances am I going to give you? 3, 4, 5, 6. If you keep this up, I'm going to throw you behind bars. And then jump ahead to his latest violation, and what does Judge Janice Brinkley do but throw him behind bars? So to many people who are first entering the story here, it looks a little shocking that he was incarcerated. But for people who've been following it for the course of its life, it's less surprising.
Well, what's interesting is that Mill's attorneys allege that what the judge is doing is a kind of revenge against Meek Mills. What do they contend?
Exactly. Yeah. So and this is, you know, go to any gossip, hip-hop gossip site, and you'll read all about this. But, yeah, supposedly the judge, and this is all in papers, official legal papers that Meek Mill's attorneys have filed, took him and his ex-girlfriend Nicki Minaj into the judge's chambers and said, you know, why don't you cover that Boyz II Men song, On Bended Knee, and Boyz II Men, another Philadelphia group,
right,
and give me a shout-out in it. That's the judge, what she allegedly said. And this came after the judge gave him advice to switch his manager company to drop Roc Nation, which is owned by Jay-Z, and to go with a Philadelphia management company, and he rebuffed that suggestion. So the Meek Mill's attorneys say, you know, this is just a personal vendetta. The judge has been too personally invested in Meek Mill's career. He hasn't followed her advice, and she sent him to prison because she was just personally upset that he's not listening to the judge's career advice. Now, that's an allegation.
It's so bizarre.
It's very, very strange. Any way to verify that? Yeah, it's very strange. And this happened off the record in what's called in camera. So it was in the judge's chambers. So the reporters in the room, I was in the courtroom at the time, had no idea what was being said. Another instance that came up was the judge personally visited a site, a community service site, that Meek Mill was at as part of his probation, where he was folding clothes instead of giving out food to the homeless. The next time he appeared in court, the judge scolded Meek Mill for not giving out food, but for folding clothes. And every defense attorney I talked to said it is extremely unusual for a judge to personally visit a probationer's community service site and then scold him for doing or not doing something the next time in court. And Meek Mill's attorneys say this is so-called extrajudicial behavior, that basically it's inappropriate.
Well, and also what makes this sentence of November curious is that prosecutors apparently were not asking for it. His probation officers weren't asking for this sentence. So does anyone defend the judge in this case?
Yeah. You know, there are some criminal law practitioners more on the prosecution side who say, look, Meek Mill went in front of this judge after four technical violations. And again, a technical violation can be triggered from missing your curfew, for, you know, getting a new job and forgetting to report it to your probation officers. They could be for minor things, but he had so many of them, and she gave him so many second chances that it's not entirely surprising, some say, that he was incarcerated based on this latest batch. But, you know, there are some people who defend the judge and say, hey, the judge has ultimate discretion over this. She's had this case for 10 years. She's in the best position to assess his character, his development, whether or not he is a real risk to the public. And in her latest opinion, she said he hasn't stopped his drug use, he hasn't been following the rules, and he's been thumbing his nose at the court. And for those reasons, he ought to be sent away.
In fact, she says that Mill has demonstrated that he continues to pose a great risk to the safety of others in Philadelphia and throughout the country.
Yeah. And, you know, backers of Meek Mill are using him as an example to explore the larger issues about probation in Philadelphia. You know, there's some 45,000 people currently on probation in Philadelphia. You know, the city's jails are already woefully overcrowded, and 50% of the people in the city's jails are there for probation or parole violations. So, you know, Jay-Z, like you said at the top, wrote in the New York Times that Meek Mills is a great example of how African-American men every day are, harassed and entrapped by the criminal justice system. And that message really resonates with people because they could put a face to that message that a lot of people recognize, the face of Meek Mill.
Now, about 10 years ago, he was convicted and found guilty of gun and drug charges. He was sentenced to something like 12 to 23 months. He served about 8 months, got out for good behavior. So he has been on probation ever since?
Yeah. And so he had what they call a 10-year probation tail, which is basically after your time behind bars, you will be under the court supervision for X number of years. For him, it was 10 years. And that has prompted the city's top public defender in Philadelphia and other criminal justice reformers to say, look, if you're on probation for 10 years, how can you not slip up? Do we really need to be putting people on probation for that long? I mean, having constant supervision, having constant check-ins. Some of his technical violations were for, you know, going to a concert and forgetting to tell his probation officer. And his handlers say, look, the music industry is chaotic. You have so much to plan before a show. This was just a total slip up. It doesn't mean he's a threat to society or a public safety threat. He just forgot to report that he had a show. So, critics of long probation also are holding up Meek Mill as an example of, hey, we really shouldn't be keeping people on probation this long.
Who's behind the support? As I mentioned, the fact that there are all these billboards and bus signs and hashtags. Who's behind that? Who's paying for that? Do we know?
Yeah. So Roc Nation definitely has something to do with it, which is controlled by Jay-Z. You know, he's a multimillionaire musician. He's from his arrest in 2007 to now, his career has absolutely blossomed. He's had number one albums on the Billboard 200. I mean, he really has had a pretty successful musical career. Which wasn't the case when he was 19 and he was arrested for drug and gun charges. Roc Nation is definitely funding it. he has another thing to really note is he has five defense attorneys who are some of the most seasoned in the area. One of them is Brian McMonagle, who represented Bill Cosby in the sexual assault trial. So you get these constant deluge of motions trying to free him, and they're always signed by these five defense attorneys. Most people on probation, you know, have a court-appointed attorney, not to knock them. Many of them are very, very good. But to have five veteran defense attorneys scrutinizing every little angle of your case, I mean, that's really remarkable.
What do his supporters want? I mean, obviously they want him out of jail, but do they want something more than that?
I think they want him immediately released, and they want the judge to admit that she did something wrong. One rallying cry is that Common Pleas Judge Janice Brinkley really has messed up here, that she really has crossed the line from judge to something else. It's something that you read in the motions. It's something that you hear often when I've gone to these rallies and I've talked to his supporters, and they say, this judge just has it out for him. You know, she felt personally affronted by Meek Mill not taking her advice, and she ought to recuse herself and reassign it because she's too biased. She's too, as a lawyer would say, too prejudicial to really be looking at the case fairly. And I think that is something that you hear time and time again when you talk to both defense attorneys and his fans.
Do you hear from the judicial community?
You know, judges don't really want to comment on this, and Janice Brinkley hasn't publicly said anything. She stands on her papers. She'll file opinions and say, that's all I'm saying, and other judges in Philadelphia aren't, you know, too excited to sort of wade into this discussion. So it's really hard to say.
Now, this week we learned that the FBI either was or has been looking into Brinkley's conduct. Help us understand that.
Yeah, so I talked to the FBI about that, and, you know, their policy per DOJ policy is not to say whether the investigation exists or doesn't exist, but it was kind of a surprise revelation when Meek Mill's attorneys wrote in his latest paperwork that we have reason to believe that our client and the judge are under an FBI probe. And so they're putting that in a legal motion, and when they sign that, it's, you know, under penalty of perjury. So I don't know that a seasoned defense attorney would risk perjuring himself to smear the judge, but it was very, very interesting. If federal investigators are poking around, we don't really know exactly what for and what they are after, but it's definitely fuels the sort of, you know, the latest saga in this whole Meek Mill versus Janice Brinkley battle. But we may never know what that federal investigation is about. Because, you know,
we may never know the status or even if it's ongoing.
No. And when I, you know, asked his Meek Mill's legal team about that, they said, you know, some people had been doubting that the federal investigation existed. It came out in Page Six did a story saying, hey, we heard about this FBI investigation. Everybody was denying it. So Meek Mill's attorneys filed official motion to the court and said, nope. Actually, our client Meek Mill and the judge are under a federal probe right now, so we'll definitely be watching that carefully.
A tweet from Mark, Meek knew the rules, broke them five times, sorry, prison sentence was justified. Bobby, final question to you, then what happens next? Is there another hearing? Who makes the next move?
Yeah, so right now the Meek Mill's attorneys will be appealing and crossing their fingers for some kind of hearing. Now, every single attempt so far has been denied, but in their heart of hearts, they want to get in front of Janice Brinkley and hope that she recuses herself and reassigns it to another judge. If that doesn't work, they're going to appeal everything they can, every single argument and sub-argument to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and hope that they will be sympathetic enough to give some of their arguments a hearing. Last point is that, you know, appeals courts in Pennsylvania have a lot of deference for trial court judges. So, you know, it's definitely a pretty tall hurdle to clear.
Bobby Allen, thanks for joining us, getting us up to speed on this case involving Meek Mill. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
We're going to take a very short break and then talk with Adam Vallon Levinson about his new book, The Abu Dhabi Bar Mitzvah, Fear and Love in the Modern Middle East. Stay with us. We'll be right back.